America, we can.
We will never survive. I have done all I can to protect my family.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenke. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film The Legend of Tarzan.
I'm willing to bet that a lot of us grew up watching Tarzan movies. Johnny Weissmuller, Gordon Scott, Christopher Lambert, and Greystoke, each of us had a favorite, so I had a bit of anticipation when The Legend of Tarzan was slated for a midsummer release, but then most of the top critics savaged it. However, now that I've actually experienced it, they were half right. For a good deal of its running time, this latest Tarzan blockbuster is leaden, stagnant, and sports a terrible performance from sex symbol Margot Robbie as Jane, plus an over-the-top one from Samuel L. Jackson. But the other portion is lively, inspired, with a superb performance from Alexander Skarsgård as Tarzan and an over-the-top one from Samuel L. Jackson. Oh, and Christoph Waltz is the bad guy, and that usually works out right. The Legend of Tarzan certainly resembles 1984's Greystoke movie more than anything starring Mr. Weissmuller or Mr. Scott, and that works in its favor, but where it fails is in the occasional stilted dialogue and an over-reliance on CGI-generated jungle beasts. Harry Potter veteran David Yates directs with a good deal of flair, but he's still created a mixed bag. Anyway, I've managed a grade of C+ for this one, so it's certainly no washout. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Mark, and as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website. You can read all of his long-form reviews by going to reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And as always, Mark will be back next week. Twitter. Are you on Twitter? We're all on Twitter. We're tweeting all the time. The president-elect is tweeting away right as we speak. But does Twitter make any money? Obviously no, because no one wants to buy Twitter. Twitter is up for sale. It has one of those neat little for sale signs you buy at Home Depot right there on the front door. For sale, inquire within. Well, it turns out many major companies have inquired within. They've taken a look at the secret Twitter books and they've said, I don't think so. Thanks, but no thanks. And they've gone on their merry way. Because what is the business model for Twitter? How can they make revenue? And how can they make a profit? Everything online is wonderful, but the problem is, where is the money? We live in an age where advertising online is pretty much a skip ad situation. Think about when you go on YouTube and you're waiting to watch your 17-second video. Well, here comes a 30-second commercial for something, but no, you do not have to sit through it because after 3 seconds, you can click on skip ad, and we all do. So, big companies are starting to realize, why are we wasting our money advertising here? Yes, it's the desirable demo. It's the millennials. They have all this disposable income, but they're not paying attention to your advertising because they have ways around it. And Twitter, the way around it is you simply keep scrolling by. You ever see these suggested tweets that are thrown in there? And when you check what's going on in the world, the number two big thing will normally be an advertisement. Do you ever tap on that to see what's going on with the dog food company or the bank or the airline? Of course you don't. So advertising on Twitter is a passive existence. No one pays attention to it, and thus it's not generating anything for the advertisers. So the advertisers are walking away. And those that were thinking of buying Twitter are realizing, wait a minute, there really isn't any there at this point. And why are we going to throw money at something that doesn't really generate revenue when it's supposedly one of the most popular things in the world? It's amazing. There's never been a time in our history where people have come up with these ideas, these inventions, and they've simply just taken their product, that's what Twitter is, it is a product, and throw it out there for people to use for free. Oh, it's always free. Because in our new millennial socialistic world here, no one wants to pay for anything. It will always be free. We are a media company. Are you really? Because media companies survive on advertising. Advertising that is placed strategically in front of the eyes or ears of the consumer. When the consumer can simply blow by your ad and never really engage in it for more than a half second, is that advertising working? No, it is not. And that's the inherent problem with Twitter, with Facebook, with Snapchat, with Instagram. The user can control what they see, and they never, ever, ever want to see advertising because they think everything online is free. The online community, it's a kumbaya moment. It's the world coming together. There are no more borders. Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, we don't need this capitalistic advertising ruining our day. Unfortunately, the capitalistic society is what pays for Twitter and Facebook and Snapchat and everything else pretty much in the world to exist the way it does, especially in media. And if they cannot find a way to monetize Twitter, it will fly away and we'll move on to the next great online thing. And then how will President-elect Trump even communicate anymore? I don't know. Anyway, we move on. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America
Weekend. Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Diane had just paid her fare on a city bus and was beginning to sit down when it pulled away from the curb. She fell and hurt her back, so she sued the city for her pain and injuries. But in court, the city proved that the bus was operating in a safe manner because the driver did not swerve dangerously away from the curb. Who do you think won this case? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Although it was proven that the driver didn't swerve dangerously, it is still the driver's duty to wait until Diane had a chance to sit down before moving the bus. Diane won, and that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So does your child like to be tickled? Well, it can do wondrous bonding things. Here's what a physiological tickle is and the science of it. First, a tickle is any attempt to defend the body's vulnerable parts, and you can't tickle yourself. Well, maybe a little. Second, only when the tickler is perceived as harmless will a person enjoy a tickle. What's the cheap psychological trick? When you tickle your child, they trust you. They believe you. They believe you will not harm them. They are surrendering themselves to you. They laugh because they love you. Between parent and child, this is an inviolate trust. Do it right, and it can facilitate a lifetime of love and bonding. Do it wrong, cross the line, and a simple tickle can turn into a lifetime of separation. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.